Narrative Frameworks 74. Subhuman humanity. Why do we celebrate becoming subhuman instead of stepping up into our humanity? Why do we celebrate becoming subhuman instead of stepping up into our humanity? So let's break that down. Why do we celebrate becoming subhuman? What do I mean, subhuman? Human, divine man, divine woman, subhuman, is less of the divine. Subhuman is the body-mind machine disconnected from the spirit or absolute consciousness it is born from. We are more than just body-mind machine composites. Can we not recognize the interconnectedness of life, seeing that all that interconnects is life, and we must interconnect with this life, we must be this life, and we must be less limited than the belief and the living out of a belief that says we are just bodies and minds, because this reduces us to just vehicles without knowing what we are the vehicles of or for. We are the vehicles of and for consciousness, the absolute consciousness that runs through each body and mind in a particular configuration, therefore no longer absolute, but a relative consciousness, a soul energy, a soul urge, a divine purpose, fitting into a greater picture than the picture that emanates only from a limited body-mind identity. But we celebrate these limited body-mind identities without knowing the half of it, without knowing the context, without being aware of the only thing that there is to celebrate, which is the wider life. The wider life that holds it all together, that is running through all of it, and therefore deserves our recognition. You could say, well, I don't need to recognize it because it's running through all of it anyway, but if consciousness is here to recognize itself, to learn about itself, to know itself, there's a point where it has to come back to itself, to recognition of the greater self than just the limited. Otherwise, we are reduced to being subhuman. With all spiritual knowledge, awareness, higher consciousness removed from the arena of life, life becomes less than itself. So why do we celebrate becoming subhuman, i.e. cut off from our source, the source that gives context, overall meaning and purpose, instead of stepping up into our humanity? Well, perhaps a brief answer would be ease, stepping up into our humanity. You know, it can be difficult to live truth in a world of untruth. Much easier to go along with the mainstream untruth, the conventional norms that seem truthful just because they're repeated en masse. but actually a removal from life. So whilst life is the natural way, in an unnatural system, life takes some working towards. You know, we need to divest ourselves of all the things that impose false structures upon life. And I'm not saying we don't need structure. Of course we need structure. We need structure to channel the flow of greater being, of greater consciousness, of life. But these structures, can we ensure that they are natural structures, structures that have emanated from the source, rather than structures that have been imposed from some limited sideline interest group? And you might say, well, it's all ultimately coming from the source. And perhaps that's a valid point, you know. Everything that exists, if everything that exists comes from the source, then it's all working itself anyway, as it has to. But maybe there are some things that are not of the source. And maybe it's not so much that they are things, but they are absences of that source energy. So it's like when love comes into manifestation, pure light is given a shadow. And whilst the shadow may only be an absence of light, that absence of light takes on its own kind of reality in the relative experience, the relative sphere of existence. The world being that relative sphere, quite literally. And so what is only an absence of light can become something that is a real apparent force, the force of darkness in the world. And this force of darkness can seem overwhelming, because in the process of becoming subhuman, that very process is a removing of ourselves from our life light, from that spark of divinity within us, that spark of divinity that lights our way. So without that spark, we seem surrounded by darkness, and the ways of the world, for all their false light, for all the neon, the bright colours and the glitter, the bells and the whistles, if it's not coming from a place of ultimate love, then where is it coming from? It's coming from some shadow, coming from some obstruction, or coming from some lesser love, which may be valid, but not as whole and total as it could be. So our humanity is what we already are. It's the meeting of pure consciousness, sky, a manifestation, earth. Our humanity is this meeting of timelessness and time-space, of divinity, a home beyond the world, and of divinity existing in the world. But just as our body and mind is a vehicle, our bodies and minds are vehicles for consciousness, the world could be seen as a vehicle for consciousness. Vehicles are manifestations of consciousness, but they are not the end point. They are stations or platforms through which we move, through which consciousness moves in order to have its learning journey. And this learning journey occurs in the realm of light and its obscuration, pure consciousness and its obscuration, through the veil that enters awareness as this pure conscious awareness is born into form. The veil is drawn down over the absolute. We no longer see the absolute. We no longer understand the absolute. We are reduced to limited dualistic terms. And so long as we're caught in body-mind as the beyond-all and end-all, we're not going beyond those dualistic terms. We're just skating around on the surface, not seeing the depths. So our humanity is what we already are. But in this learning experience of the world, humanity in its most elevated form is the realization of our fuller or fullest potential. It's the realization of our soul nature, our spirit nature, our nature as not just limited forms of consciousness, but as the unlimited consciousness that gave birth to those forms, and that those forms exist in here and now. So our humanity, in one sense, is what we already are. We already are the non-dual truth. But for as long as we are in this relative learning ground, we have a potential to reach. We can become realized souls. We can realize the being of the souls that we are, of the spirit energy that soul is made from. We can become realized souls here through this process in time and space, and we can be realized souls here in the moment of presence, the recognition of our being. Why do we celebrate becoming subhuman instead of stepping up into our humanity? Well, subhumanity is sold to us because as we continue to buy it, we are reduced from boundless freedom to limited form and representations of limited form. And these representations can be controlled. Boundless life energy cannot be controlled. Limited, bound, and increasingly so, life energy that becomes detached from its source and therefore waning in its potency, that can be controlled. That can be organized, regimented, put into boxes, and made into an electronic profile, a string of numbers, a barcode, a microchip. Realized souls do not allow this type of removal of life into something much less than itself, with no way back. Realized souls do not allow themselves to be led down dead-end paths. And if we can tune in to our true nature that recognizes peace in nature, in the mystery of being, it recognizes the awe of what it is to be alive. If we can see beyond the ordinary limitations of life to the great mystery of life, if we have an inclination that there is something more than what the world tells us, something more than what the education system bleeds into us, more than what the political arena lets on, more than what the media broadcast, if we can have an inclination that there is something more than limitation, that there is something more than the false promise of merging with machine to become more than human. Merging with machine is the becoming less than human. If we can follow this inclination that there is something more, if we can work on ourselves, if we can reflect, if we can learn from our reflections, we are not fooled by false promises. And even if we do not know what the truth is, we have the capacity to sit with our own heart's resonance with whatever comes our way, to feel into something, a direct feeling, is this right? Is this right or is this not right? It's not so much a thinking through. Your mind is owned, your mind is programmed, your mind is full of other people's thoughts. Your heart, however, is unstruck. Your heart maintains that soul purity under the layers that it may have protected itself with or encrusted over it through past experience, world experience that has caused contraction and enclosure. If we can gently, carefully allow ourselves to open to the peaceful rhythms of nature, to the guiding rhythms of nature, which are the guiding rhythms of pure love made manifest, if we can come back to this, allow ourselves to be sensitive to the rhythms around us, not the mad rhythms of a dying civilization, but the rhythms that have been with humanity for millennia. If we can be with these rhythms, then our true nature is revealed to us. And these rhythms are within us, not just outside. Nature outside is our nature. So we may not be there yet in terms of realizing our true nature, but we are on the path. Some of us may be fully realized, some of us may be in the process of fully realizing. Whether we are realizing or we are realized, we have the opportunity here to step up into our humanity. To leave what is less than us behind, or treat it as a stepping stone through which we learn of who we are. And in learning of who we are, knowing who we are less likely to be enamoured with anything less than that truth. Certainly, we are less likely to be enamoured with anything less than truth for more than a short time and more than a short space. So where have you set your sights? Have you set your sights on some little time-space patch? Or have you set your sights on the soul reality? The soul reality, the reality of soul, and S-O-U-L, the reality of soul, and the soul reality, the S-O-L-E reality, the only reality. Because when time and space return to timelessness, when distraction returns to presence, when scatteredness returns to centre, what is left? True nature is left. True nature remains. We leave it, we come back to it. And everything in between is a means rather than an end point. But in becoming subhuman, becoming transhuman Borgs, we become an end point cut off from the nature that brings us back. The more we become machine, the more we become cut off from the nature that brings us back. And so stepping up into our humanity now requires seeing beyond this mass trend of technological rollout and technological adoption. Yes, technology is useful, but when it supplants the eternity of our nature, or attempts to supplant the eternity of our nature, it is no longer just a tool, but it is seeking to overrule. It is seeking to set up a new empire of itself, with humanity in service to it, rather than it in service to humanity. So the key is to remember that man, woman is more than just the encapsulated form. Man, woman, human is the divine energy blowing through the form, the animator of the form and the form combined. We cannot forget either one. We cannot forget the essence, because then we become disconnected and lost. And we cannot forget that limitation is also an opportunity to experience. But we need to remember not just one side of the coin, not just our divinity, not just our limitation. We need to realize that ultimately we are divinity experiencing itself through limitation. And when we realize that, the limitation ceases to be limited, but a tool through which divinity returns to itself and lives itself out again. The only celebration is the returning to the still essence of life and the movement of this life in learning.